giant crickets are chewing their way through southeastern Iowa at an alarming rate, devouring crops and creating road hazards in what locals say is the worst outbreak of the insects since World War II. A state of emergency has been declared by the Fulton County Commissioner's Office, and warning signs have been posted on roads. Crickets smashed by cars on the road surface create a dangerous, mushy mixture, slicker than ice. Their guts and stuff just get mashed, and this causes horrible accidents, said Tom Lewis, a State Department of Agriculture official who has persuaded the state to authorize over $300,000 in cricket control measures. The larger-than-average, human-hand-sized crickets aren't really crickets at all, but a species of insect belonging to the grasshopper family. Their voracious appetites take in anything they can find. Even at a density of just one cricket per square meter, they can consume over 18 kilograms of plant material per acre as they pass through an area. They will even eat each other. Once on the move, their mobility makes them even harder to kill, because they can travel 2 kilometers a day and over 100 in a season. At the end of their 60 to 90 day life cycle, they lay eggs that incubate through the winter and then hatch in the spring, maturing quickly into more hungry adult crickets. Right now they're just kind of slowly grazing, but in 2 weeks they will just start gorging, and they will devastate anything that is green, said Annie Reynolds, a disaster services coordinator for Fulton County. Locals say that the infestation of crickets rivals one that came to the area just before World War II. The outbreak led to tales of crickets devouring entire gardens in downtown Wamata, Iowa, and homeowners putting sheet metal around their yards to try to keep the crickets out. The giant crickets have also invaded Northwest California this year, prompting a disaster declaration in Sierra County as well.